Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. It's one of those occasions when you were just living the weather forecast and you just feel every moment of your disdain for the for what we have lying ahead for us today. Back in July, when it was sunny, you'll recall, we spoke to Scotty as he embarked on a new project where one Cambridge Street would get to meet the neighbours, hopefully. That street is Ross Street. And to tell us more about what's happening is Emma Boswell from Cambridge Junction. Morning to you, Emma.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you very much. How are you?
Yes, good. Thank you. It's a bit grey, but it's all right.
Yeah, we can cope. So, how did you settle on Ross Street?
Well, it was nominated by one of the lovely residents of Ross Street. So we asked Cambridge back in July, as you mentioned, would you really like to get to know your neighbours? And we had dozens of people come forward and say, I say hello to the people on my street, but I don't necessarily know them super well or have more of a conversation than just like hi at the bins. And so after a really tough process of elimination, because we had so many people who got in touch, we chose Ross Street. And then Scotty and friends went along and started getting to know people at the beginning of September.
I remember Scotty was telling us to expect estate agent style boards in which, you know, the various houses or the people within them would explain what a little bit about themselves. Have they gone up?
Yes, it looks really lovely, actually. It's on a section of Ross Street, which is just in the middle. So if you went along from the Empress Pub and then turned left, it's only like a small section of it, but it's just all over the street and it looks absolutely brilliant. We've been trying to keep a bit of mystery around what the installation is online. We've been saying, come along and check out, see what it looks like, but as you say, it is these estate agent style boards.
Well, it does sound very mysterious. I love it. What kind of stories have been shared so far?
So I was really happy to go along last Saturday when we put up the boards and speak to a couple of the residents. And it's so great because knocking on the door of someone you don't know is a bit of a daunting thing. Yeah. But it's a lot easier when you know what that person's interested in. So I had a great chat with one of the residents called Ian, who's someone who's been been collecting records for decades. And he was telling me that he has all of the Now records that have ever been released, which was so interesting. And he was also telling me that he did a lot of volunteering at Cambridge Junction in the past, and things that I didn't know about because I've only been at Cambridge Junction for a year and a half. So it's like actually being able to really get to know our community of people who actually have got a long history with the venue and put like names to faces. And I also had some great chats with one of the residents had a sign saying that he'd like to meet botanists, and I'm a big lover of the Cambridge Botanic Gardens. So we had a really long conversation about it.
Actually, it's kind of, I suppose, did the project come around because of the whole, you know, the coronavirus situation that we're in at the moment? Everyone's quite keen, well, everyone's much, you know, isolated and much more keen to have that opportunity to chat to people. So I guess it's worked out sort of like you've had a lot of interest because it's just such a nice thing to do after you've been told for months like not to go out, not to mingle so much. So instead, just have a chat outside my front door.
Yeah, totally. It's interesting you say that because the project's been planned for a year. So it wasn't a result of the it wasn't a result of the coronavirus. But we did have to adapt it because beforehand the question was, would you like to get to know your neighbours? And then once the coronavirus pandemic begun, people started to know their neighbours a bit more, and there were WhatsApp groups and people who wanted to support like for those vulnerable on their streets, which is brilliant. And we actually started to see a bit more of like the energy that has inspired the project, which is the fact that people used to speak to the people around them. But so it was, we kind of went off the energy of that, and it became, would you really like to get to know your neighbours, or would you like to get to know them more? So it was great to do the project at this time because people were connected like in this way of supporting each other,
and but just, now they can. Yeah, and just, I guess, just felt that extra value of being able to do that suddenly because you've been told you can't do it as easily. Yeah, you know, it's something that you always took for granted. So suddenly there's that heightened level of awareness and value attached to it, I guess, because it's just something, like I say, you're just always taking it for granted, really.
Yeah, totally, totally. And I was thinking that as well, because the installation is up until the 7th, so we've got until the weekend to go and have a look at the boards. But obviously we go into lockdown on Thursday. Yeah. And I was thinking, well, obviously we're not going to be encouraging the neighbours to knock on each other's doors after that point. But one thing that they can do is get to know each other without knocking. So some of the signs say I'm really into martial arts, or I'm a keen cyclist, and if you can kind of like put an interest to a face, and then remember that once we are out of this, which we will be, then people will know each other a bit better, and they can have those conversations in a safer time.
I'm just trying to think, under the new rules, which come in on midnight Thursday, it must be possible for me to set off and just go for a walk, because you're allowed to do some exercise, and I could walk via Ross Street and have a look. As long as I didn't stop and chat to anybody, it'd be fine.
Yes, totally, as long as you wore a mask and keep your distance, which I'm sure you would. But yeah, you can definitely just use it as part of your daily exercise. Why not combine that with a bit of daily art intake? But also another thing that we are encouraging people to do on Ross Street, which is fantastic, is we have QR codes all around the street, which I'm sure people are familiar with nowadays, with having to scan when we go into venues. You just scan it on your camera roll and the link comes up at the top. And then you can listen to audio pieces that have been recorded by Matty and Scotty with the residents of Ross Street. So as you walk down the street, you can listen to the stories of the people inside the houses who, unfortunately, as you say, from Thursday, is not really something we can have conversations, but you can still kind of hear their voices, which is lovely. And also just to say, if you're not actually able to get to Ross Street for any reason, you can still listen to those audio pieces. They're on our website, so junction.co.uk, and also on Scotty's website, if you can't get there yourself.
I think that
that is absolutely brilliant.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's such a lovely project.
And I think the lockdown has also revived the QR code as well.
Yeah.
It was on the wane, but now everybody knows what it is.
It's so funny you say that. We were saying we should make QR codes. How do you make them? They must be really complicated. No, just a website.
You just go to a website and there's an interesting creative project for the children to do at the next holiday.
Totally.
You've also, I gather you're also doing some live streamed theatre as well.
Yes, we are. We've been thinking over the past couple of months, like whether what our online offer would look like and whether people would be wanting to see things online or more looking towards like distance events. Obviously, in the light of this news from Thursday, we're really pleased to say that we do have an online show happening on the 25th of November. It's called Unfamiliar Online. And it's interesting because it's actually performed live in the performer's home and shared on Zoom. So it's not a pre-recorded show. You're actually seeing something happening as it's happening, which is something that I'm really missing at the moment. Like, actually feeling the liveness of something. But the show is really beautiful. It's about the performers Victor and Yorgos being a queer couple and wanting to have children and what that means about their lives today and their journey with that. And it's a really beautiful piece of theatre performed on the 25th of November at 7:30 p.m.
And all via Zoom?
Yes, it's done by Zoom, and I'm hosting the Q&A afterwards, so you get to hear me kind of like bumbling through some questions, but you can also ask your own.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
And we just sign up on the Junction website, presumably, for that, do we?
Yes, it's online on our Junction website, and it's across all of our social media as well.
Thank you so much. Once again, I am going to tip my cap to Cambridge Junction, because you guys are really doing some extraordinary work at the moment. We've chatted to you a few times now over the past 6-9 months, however long it's been, and just really innovative stuff. I'm loving it.
Yeah, Thank you so much. Thank you. We're really trying to kind of like adapt right now and see what it is that our community are needing. And it's really nice to be able to do that. So thank you.
No, you're very welcome, Ema. Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. Ema Boswell, arts producer with Cambridge Junction. And I definitely think a little. Actually, Ema, are you still there? Can you remind me as to how long these boards are going to be up at Ross Street? Or can the residents just leave them up? You know, that would be quite good.
They're going to be up until the 7th when I go and take them down. Hopefully not a particularly rainy day for that. But then we can ask the residents if they'd like to keep them, and then it's up to them if they'd like to display them.
Lovely.
But until then, it will just be until the Saturday. So do have a stroll if you're passing by.
I think it'll be part of the plan.
Definitely.
Ema, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. 8:43.